"In the place you are now standing on, Italian and Austrian shells would have whistled past." This strip of stones was, in fact, considered no man and #8217 land, between the last Italian advanced positions on the Fehlen Dmot ridge and the most advanced Austrian guard post on the slopes of Mount Scorlazzo. Just a few rare patrols by both armies ventured here by night or in thick fog to add some barbed wire. We can still see this latter on the ground, flattened by time and the weight of snow, gathered into heaps of rusty wire or stretched out and tied onto the cut-off poles. Passing through here means reliving the sacrifices of a soldier of the day in this absurd war, and we will leave it to the deliberately anonymous words of soldiers from both armies to testify directly, and #8230. Systems of barbed wire were the main defense against sudden attacks from the enemy. Attached to poles stuck in the earth, this could be stretched out, except in foggy days, by night only. And #8230, the scientific, mechanical war, and #8230, soon tempered in me what had been, and #8211, above all, and #8211, Latin drive and passion. Believe me, there is nothing worse than barbed wire to block courage. And it is not a soft landing, that spiny barbed wire, and #8230. However, coherently, I struggled on. The barbed wire periodically disappears under the snow. The old trenches are now buried under snow. It is, however, a Sisyphean effort. As soon as the trenches have been dug out and the barbed wire rearranged, the snow covers it over and we have to start again from scratch. A single day of snow destroys the hard work of 2 weeks. And #8230, it is more than a year now that I have been fighting, a little on all fronts, and to date I've seen not a single Austrian face to face. But we are killing each other every day. Killing each other without meeting each other. It's horrendous. This is why we all get drunk, on both sides. Ellipsis dot. Remembering the war is always a warning, serving to help us understand the immense value of peace.